Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, Day 99 continued. And we were talking yesterday about a person who he's a Mehemen Kibetre. He's such a trusted person that he is believed with what he says. Bezdin will believe him. The Rav will believe him, or maybe he is the Rav, will believe him as if he's two people. And therefore, we have to take his word more seriously. And we take his word more believed, and we trust him even so that we're listening to his rechilus. It's not quite rechilus because we're allowed to believe it. We're allowed to mimkabel it. And now we're going to take a step back from that and say that the only time that we were talking about this whole concept of the Mehemen Kibetre is the only times of the big people like the Tanoim. Or the Amoraim in the time of the Gemara, when we had tzaddikim, were huge tzaddikim. However, nowadays it's hard to evaluate that a tzaddik is such a huge tzaddik. So we have to be careful and not believe what he's saying and believing it Mehemen Kibetre as if there were edus that are saying it. And this is talking about what we talked about, that a person can be believed this if he's two people, Bizman HaTalmud, at the time that of the Gemara. Aval Hayoim, nowadays, Lefima Sheskimu HaPaiskim, the Paiskim are the ones who decided this. She'ein lo la'odam lo'ymer she'pleini mehem in le'kibay trade lo'ymer shaker, that we cannot say on any specific people that they are so believed, like two people, like two Adam, that they would never say a falsehood, they would never lie. Alkein also like Kabul Dvarov, Bishomaifin, it's always going to be usher to be Makabul, the directly outright believe the person when he says Rechilus. Rakalachish Bavad. He only can suspect what the person says. Ubalav Hachi. And not only that, but there's another step to that. Ain Matsui, Sheyushlumu Kalatanoim, Niskarim, Besifim Hev and Vav. So in Sif Hey and Vav, we go through a bunch of conditions, and you need those conditions really to believe, to believe for fact, but without that, you only allow to suspect, and it's almost impossible to make it that all those conditions are fulfilled. And therefore, just go, you know, err on the side of caution, never believe Rechilus, and just go with Chashash, just go with suspicion. And from this that we've just mentioned, these two factors, that people aren't trusted nowadays anyway, according to the Paiskim, as a betray, and that it'd be so hard to fill out all the conditions. Tira, you're going to see kama noshim toyim be'in yizai, that people nowadays, they make such a big mistake. Shem nizharim is a sipulash and hara, rechilis v'kabalosam. The people are trying as hard as they can to be nizer, to be watchful, and they're not makabel lashon hara rechilus, and they don't say lashon hara rechilus im heim shem zeh me'achirim, if they hear it from other people. But here's where the weak link comes in, or the chink in the armor comes in, and then suddenly they let things in. If they loy im heim shem zeh me'avihim, then however, if they trust if they hear it from their father, the imam and their mother and shem the wife. In other words, from close family members, and they think these people would never lie to me, and therefore it's believed, and it's believed as fact. It's not taken with just chashash, with just suspicion. It's they were mekabel rechilus. It's an absolute, outright mistake. Really, in essence, there is no difference. And we'll look up in Chelek Aleph, meaning in the Hilchos Lashon Hara, Bechlal Ches, Sif Yudalid, that it talks about how there's no difference when it's for family or not. Even though for family you would think that you should trust, and people do all the time, and they make that mistake because they're being mekabel Lashon Hara and Rechilus. Yashar Koyach, and have a great day.